The Nightingale by Hans Christian Andersen. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Patrick Martinez-Bourna. In China, you know, the emperor is Chinese, and all those about him are Chinamen also. The story I'm going to tell you happened a great many years ago, so it is well to hear it now before it is forgotten. The emperor's palace was the most beautiful in the world. It was built entirely of porcelain and very costly, but so delicate and brittle that whoever touched it was obliged to be careful. In the garden could be seen the most singular flowers, with pretty silver bells tied to them, which tinkled so that everyone who passed could not help noticing the flowers. Indeed, everything in the emperor's garden was remarkable, and it extended so far that the gardener himself did not know where it ended. Those who travelled beyond its limits knew that there was a noble forest with lofty trees sloping down to the deep blue sea, and the great ship sailed under the shadow of its branches. In one of these trees lived a nightingale, who sang so beautifully that even the poor fisherman, who had so many other things to do, would stop and listen. Sometimes, when they went at night to spread their nets, they would hear her sing and say, "Oh, is not that beautiful?" But when they returned to their fishing, they forgot the bird until the next night. Then they would hear it again and exclaim, "Oh, how beautiful is the nightingale's song!" Travellers from every country in the world came to the city of the emperor, which they admired very much, as well as the palace and gardens. But when they heard the nightingale,